So, here we go.
All right, man. It's episode 10 of the You Heard Me Cuz pod, man. I'm your host, El Juanito, a.k.a. Pun, a.k.a. Or just Juan, right? To the left of me, I got no other than E-Dub, a.k.a. Munchkin, a.k.a. the Tonsil Tickler, a.k.a.
Why you saying like that?
Your
Tonsil Tickler.
Yo, this nigga's a wild nigga. To the right of me, I got no other than my big bro, man. Big Papa, nobody calls him that, a.k.a. Smokey the Bear. No one else calls him that either.
They do call the heavyweight lover.
The heavyweight Yo, you know what's crazy is? Out of all the nicknames that nobody calls you, why would that be the one that actually stick?
Well, first of all, niggas don't say Big Papa because it's the way it sounds. Girls call
But me. They'll call you, niggas will call you heavyweight lover over Big Papa?
No, girl, I got my nicknames for females.
I'm just saying.
Niggas didn't give me nicknames. That'd be weird. Like, nigga be like, yo, Big Papa, what?
I don't know, man.
Nah, and it's nigga, crazy. Fish Tank gave me that name first. No.
Who the fuck is Fish Tank?
Nigga, what?
We know. You know this.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, this nigga. Ew.
Nah.
I don't even sound like an attractive name.
Nah, I ain't want to say her name.
Yeah.
We all know what we're talking about. But yeah, it was a joke. No, she called me that first.
Fish tank,
she called me
that
first.
Oh.
he's always late. Like, it takes 5 minutes. He's like, oh, that's, yo, and he'll say the name and shit. Like, come on, nigga.
Nah, man. It's just, you gotta think about it. I was like, who's pussy stinks?
We call fish tank.
And we're gonna leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, she's still cool.
See, he making it worse. Why?
Yeah, he's like, we can't even make it the way it was.
Everybody be cool with eating.
Nah, that was messy, bro.
That was messy.
You're right.
So let's talk about it. Every girl that I talk to still be cool with E after.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
They don't fuck with you.
There's so-and-so we know who that wanted to get worked out. Really wanted to just get worked out for real.
So, man, we don't worry going to social media fucking. I ain't got time for that shit. Yeah, she do, man. I got time for that, bro.
All right, man. Let's get to it. All right. I want to start off with first topic, Dion and Carucci. Since we on a topic of females.
Power to him. Pound that pussy to the pavement, nigga.
And that's straight up.
He
better pound her shit till his dick go chafe.
Wow.
Yeah, real shit, man.
Fuck it.
You don't call him prime time for nothing.
Fuck it.
I ain't gonna lie.
He in there, no toes.
You know how we talk about like Derrick.
Yo. I'm 9 toes. And you know, like, I'm 10 toes to fuck now. I'm 9 toes to fuck now.
Nigga, I'm 5 in that motherfucker. Nigga, the other 5 I can't count.
Oh, shit. I'm gonna be real. We gotta start. You know how they be having the topics about, like Derrick Jeter having a Hall of Fame roster. I ain't no lie. Carucci to mess with the top of the top.
She got a pussy.
Yeah. All right, but it's a lot to have that.
She got a pussy. First of all, she has a lot of sex appeal.
Yeah.
She's popular. And 3, she got a pussy. So what you think was going to happen?
Yeah, man. Dion, man. I didn't expect that. Dion Fleaw, man. My nigga. But would you say, E, you said that nigga 9 toes down?
5 toes the fuck down. I forgot he got his foot cut off.
Yeah, he got his foot cut off.
That nigga like a pirate now. He got the stubs. Arr.
Oh, nigga, shit.
That nigga there the hook in her.
Took her ass to Davy Jones locker.
He said, I'm going for pick 6, baby.
It's crazy, yo.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie.
Got respected, though.
I ain't mad at him. Listen.
Yeah, and, you know, listen, it's not hard to believe. What you gonna do? Go fuck young niggas?
Nah, you ain't lying.
Come on.
You ain't lying. Hey, listen.
But this is what I'm talking about. Don't get mad. See, this is what I'm saying. What's the age difference?
I think she's like in her 30s. He's in his almost 40. 60. He's almost
she's
in his
40, 60. I think.
Dion like 60.
He's 40.
She's 40. 40. I think she might be hitting 40.
That old?
She might be late 30s.
I ain't gonna lie. She has been in the game for a minute.
Yeah, check. Check real quick, eh? I'm about to make a point with this. Because either way, it's still out of
here. She's 37.
So she's 37. She's with Dion.
And Deion is
60.
Deion is 57.
20-year difference.
So this is my point exactly.
Yo.
So this is my point exactly. Y'all praising this woman. Oh, well, she got her somebody, no matter his age, this and that. Why y'all get mad when niggas do it?
You know it's always a double standard, man.
And
always.
That's my point. And yeah. I'm cool with that. It's a double standard. But don't get mad when a double standard benefit us.
Nah, it's real shit. Sex.
She can go get her an experienced man with all the kids. All right, cool. Well, I want mine with no experience.
Yo. I ain't gonna lie, too. Another thing is, like, why? And I get it, but why is it so weird? People put, like, age markers. Like, all right. For instance, with Bill.
It is kind of weird.
It is weird, but hold on. It's still weird with that. Like, yo, this could be, you got a daughter that's 35.
And that's what I'm saying.
That shit's weird,
but
too.
But it's her dating somebody who is caliber. Not saying that Deion's, like, Jeff Bezos or something, but he's established. Yeah. He's an established man.
Yeah. No, he definitely
is.
You
know what I mean? My point is that people pick and choose. That's my point.
They do. They definitely pick and choose.
People pick and choose when the number is the number. Right. The number is 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can't get mad. Like, yo, come on, man. I just wanted to put that out there. It is a double standard. I know people are going to take flat for it if you get caught with it, but who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
That's my point.
I ain't going to lie. So, bro, think about this. When we like 50-something, say we, I hope none of us are.
You don't got to say no
more. Let me get
this. You don't got to say no more.
He didn't let me get this.
As long as she's an adult, law.
Oh, whoa. What do you mean adult? Like, what?
She's an adult.
If she out of teens, is all, it's fair game.
No, I'm saying, all right, she 18.
No, that's, all right, she's fresh out. Didn't she just,
I'm just making sure. I'm making sure.
If she out of teens, if she like 21.
Man, she could buy a drink, she getting fucked.
That's, she's 21, 22 years old. All right. You know, it is what it is. That's her choice. Mm-hmm. That's her choice.
Damn, I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, but these bitches be having kids fresh out of. These bitches be having kids when they in high school.
I'm saying, though. You're right. How many times
my cousin hit her in high school.
My cousin was just over the crib, and he was talking about it. And he was like, yo, I remember we was talking to this one chick we was cool with in Spanish class. Oh, I can't say that.
Yo, he's just too honest.
I'm saying though, she was like 14, 15, and the nigga she was fucking with was like 25.
Oh, we been, yeah, that's true.
And we was like, you're a victim. What are you doing? Miss Young talking about this shit regular. Girls like, you don't need him. Yeah, this nigga shouldn't even be like, yo, he should be in jail right now. He should be in jail.
I used to hate that shit too. You try to talk to a girl, she said, I only like older men. All right, bitch. Like, you know
but
what?
But it's always been like that. Women have always dated men older. It's rare women date men on their in their age, bro. Yeah. It's rare.
Well, I mean,
in the beginning.
And also, with the truth is, women do mature some. I'm not going to say all. But some do mature faster than men. So
no,
I'm not saying that's a reason.
It's the feeling of it.
I ain't saying that's. It's okay. Yeah.
Come on, nigga.
Oh, shit. You might be right. Yeah. But no, listen. At the end of the day, man, I'm happy for, you know what I'm saying? Deion got him a little nice look, keeping him.
No, like, all power to Deion. Yeah, listen. Y'all, nigga, people are going to fuck.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Bottom line.
Everybody's fucking somebody.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that shit. But, you know, it is a double standard.
Yeah, it definitely is. Hey, shout out Deion. You bagged you a nice little John. You know, I was seeing, you know, people on Twitter talking crazy, but I'm like, oh, man, I'm happy for him, man. You know, she was going through his little surgery thing. She was at every appointment. Like, it's a solid hole.
She was more of a surprise. That's what really was.
Yeah, I think it was. Niggas is on Twitter with the question marks like,
Karushi? Who else she going to fuck?
Yeah. She done fucked everybody.
She done, yeah.
Well, she gonna fuck.
Yeah.
The younger niggas is like, girl, like, you old news.
Yeah,
they gonna hit, though.
Can't say that. Look at Jalen Green.
Well, he's a dumbass. He's a dummy.
Plus, he might be switch headed. Bull was humping his man.
We seen when that happened.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. That
nigga was getting plowed in the
bed. Now, what like I said, he should have been cracking. Yes, he should have been cracking Dre ass. Like cracking eggs on a skillet. Yes. Mm-hmm. But to go ahead and have a kid, even if having a kid, it's like he has a double whammy now. Like, you got a kid buyer, And it's like, you probably gonna marry her now. Because the way he looking,
when she made that video, it was like, yes, we got the contract. I said, oh man, I
felt, it's over, man.
It's over.
Got you.
Listen.
Oh, but my thing is, man, I hate that man got my name because he.
Y'all got
just like, yo,
okay,
like,
Jay.
Like Dre, though. Like,
bro, we was hearing about shit. Like,
we knew about Dre and we was young bulls.
That was like, we had.
She's like, what's the video Vixen John that used to be in?
Melissa Ford.
Hey. The Spanish John.
She on Joe Budden shit.
Oh, like, yo, like, she's, her name is that, baby.
And said she was really fucky.
It'd be different if it was like, all right, he did a Wiz Khalifa where he had Amber Rose. Like, she was fucking, but she wasn't known for fucking everybody else yet.
Got that on Cosway.
I ain't gonna lie, she was known.
She was
still, CJ,
but she ain't fucked all the mainstream niggas yet, though, right?
No, she fucked a lot of niggas.
She fucked a lot of niggas.
But the thing is, CJ Stroud was fucking her at one point, but he know how to keep it.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
He wasn't public, is what I'm saying, though.
He was public, hey, but he was just fucking.
He lied.
He had his fun. He had his fun.
Shout out my nigga CJ, because he tried to lie. He said, I was just giving her a car ride.
Yeah.
You ain't EDP, bitch. You can't get off with shit like that. I was around here trying to get a cupcake. Like, nigga, fuck out of here, nigga. You was getting some ass. You drove her home from the party, bust down, and you was dropping her off. It is what it is. But nah, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, that's a bad name to have right now. Hey, maybe y'all got a little bit of connection, man.
Not at all.
He might bag you an old
job. I got a kid. I don't.
Well, y'all, hey, actually, hold on. Y'all, yeah.
Major dilemma, nigga.
But y'all do got a connection. Y'all move like old heads. Y'all do got.
All right. So
I ain't gonna lie to him.
Yeah, go ahead. You got it, man. Fuck, listen.
Like, you can't say nothing.
No, I can say a lot, actually. That's why a lot of these niggas have dumbass baby moms.
That's true. You do like, yeah.
All these niggas, all these girls, all these dudes got. These regular, I ain't gonna say it like that, but got these girls pretty at a young age when we were young, and now they were stuck with that woman. Yeah. I was dealing with old heads and they twos was tied. While people were still trying, when dudes was fucking in house parties, you know, I was in the houses fucking.
Yeah.
I was getting a warm rag before niggas knew what that was.
Nigga, OG this.
Getting old.
How that nigga Juicy say, this is a young old nigga right here.
I ain't gonna lie. This nigga was a victim too.
Not for real.
Turn me out.
This is like 40 plus, fuck with a 19-year-old.
I'll never forget.
Nah,
yo,
never know.
This nigga used to pick me up from school, dog. And I used to be like, this look like she could be her mom.
Hey, you remember when you brought that one to the barbecue?
Yo.
I ain't gonna say no names, but I remember all the older women in the family just looked there like,
yo,
like fucking Steven and Django. Me see him ride on that horse, everybody was like,
that a nigga on that hound. What does he say?
Hey, man, listen, like I said, man, it stopped me. I would have had a kid. Like, I was like, that's when you, like, when you start fucking, like, out of school and you go to college, but college is only a couple hours a day.
Yeah.
So after you done college, you got all this free time on your hand. What you think we chasing? Pussy.
Yeah.
So like I said, when they had their first kid or their second kid.
That college freedom, bro, that's one thing that I say that I really feel like people, it's so hard when you get out of high school where you know you had like more like structure. But when you get to college and you realize, nigga, you could just walk around campus all day. You ain't even got to go to class. You could just walk around campus.
That's why a lot of people fail. But yeah,
well, nigga, that's why I failed.
I did good in college, but college, yo, listen, because you got high school. So high school, you got your county.
Yeah.
So you see your county and then you go to football games, you go to parties. That's when you see the girls outside.
Yeah.
You go to college, you got girls all over. Girls don't even live around here. Drive like, I had to come here because of my major or whatever. And they'll come from Cherry Hill or something.
Bro,
you'd be like, where are you from?
When I went,
like, I tell you, like one time, yo, like I plead the fifth on that. But you,
nigga,
nah, listen, college, yo,
how you gonna read nigga?
Nah, you don't feel like you stand on business, nigga. Nah,
the amount of ass that was in college is crazy, and it's like you there. And it's just like, boom.
Nigga, I was going to a Christian school down south, and it was bitches everywhere, nigga, from all over. It was bitches from fucking other countries and shit coming there. Like, that shit was crazy. College is a whole nother, that's just, yeah, it that definitely will turn you out. But, you know, it is what it is,
You went
man.
To a Christian college?
Well, I was going to the trade was through Liberty. So I was going through the trade school through
Surprised
Liberty.
The walls would burn down in that motherfucker.
Yeah, niggas trying to get me to go to church. I was like, come on. No, it's no shade. I'm just saying, like, come on. Y'all really think I'm about to go to this white-ass church? Come on, man.
You never know, man. You might learn.
It was too white. It was too white. Nigga, it wasn't no soul. Like, when I'm so used to a church, nigga. Niggas up and down, stepping.
They do all church music, no drums.
Yeah, like, it was just a, nigga, them niggas.
All you hear is the flute.
Bruh, when I would see people post the videos on, like, the video, you know, going to the church events. One of our cousins go, I ain't gonna say his name, but y'all know probably what I'm talking about. But anyways, so when he go, I'll see him post a story, and he would take the videos, bruh. They would literally just hook a beat up to an aux, and just white people just start singing. I'm like, what is this? Like, I'm used to hearing the drummers.
Oh, is this karaoke?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but at the same
fucking
time,
vegan club.
It ain't about, so you kind of got to look at it both ways. So I'm going to play devil's advocate. You got to look at it both ways because sometimes our ethnicity makes church a show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It literally is like a lot. It's like a big ass concert.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's not really church.
But I'm used to, nah. But you know what I mean? But I ain't going to lie. The feel just doesn't feel the same.
No, it's not what you used to. Yeah. But that's why I said maybe you should try certain shit. You know what I mean? Like,
I've done it before, and
this is the church guy right here.
Yeah, you talking about walls burning?
Nah, man.
Nah, yeah. All right, nigga.
You was really supposed to be a deacon.
You was supposed to. When he said the Gemini, he got two different sides. So he had church boy, and then he had wild goose nigga. That nigga was Joe Dirt. Like,
nah, man, just man. When you forced to go, and you got to sit for hours of sermons, you're not just going to one sermon. You're going to three on top of Sunday school. You get sick of that shit.
Yeah.
So I mean, they try to groom me to be a pastor, and maybe I'll go back to it. You never know. But yeah. I always had a relationship.
I can't see it now.
I always had a relationship with God. I've always had that belief. I'd never change. But as far as that, I mean, you know, like I say, you never know. I'm only 28. You never know. Never know.
Damn.
Cuz going straight. Cuz straight gonna be like, no, you're a dumbass. This is not the same A that was back then. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm more seasoned now.
Yeah, I mean, believe in God, yes, but I'm saying cuz he's.
I used to want to see.
Cuz not so naive.
I used to try to sneak off where he was because he used to like run the projector thing. I used to look up there. This nigga be on his phone. I'm like, oh, I'm trying to go where he at. Grandma be like, nah, he's up there working. And then I'm like, that nigga on his phone. He's not working. That nigga ain't even paying attention. The barber was like, Eric, can you switch the slide, please? Oh, yeah, my bad. Like,
he's not even paying attention.
Yeah, after a while, I didn't want to do it no more. I was like, man, why am I here? Like, unless I got my car, I'm not going.
Grandma used to be like, y'all going to church? Shit, man. I ain't going to lie. Though. I do miss it at times because, you know, especially when we was kids and stuff, like going, that was a good times when all our family used to be there. And everything, man. That shit definitely used to be a good vibe. But all right, we kind of strayed away. Let's get into since we talked about Dan, I say let's go to the Aiden and leaving the shorty out in Turks and Caicos.
Man, she knew what was it.
That was the smartest decision he ever made. I'm serious. Cause
smarter than coming to the Lakers?
That's a double. Yo, you got a good center right here, man. He got a good head on his shoulders. I like this little nigga, man.
I
like this dude.
What you call it, man? I ain't gonna lie, like
a little bit more.
Damn, you said the mics? Both
turn my headset.
Oh, headset. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, think about it though, with DeAndre Ayton. Let's say he tried to force his way, like, you know, you gonna fuck with me.
Yeah.
Then he gonna catch a case.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So
he did it the way of, okay, you know why you came, you got that.
Yeah, I'm taking myself completely out the equation situation. Yeah. So there is no, we're not misconstruing anything. That you're not gonna put me in no cases. I just got signed to the Lakers, goddamn.
Word.
I'm like, you're not getting none of this bag, bro.
I just got a second chance.
Man, bring Real Pimpin' back.
You said bring what?
Bring Real Pimpin' back.
It's still out there.
It need to come back mainstream. This shit right here, like, how are you mad that, like, come on, you went to Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
Y'all, you got flown out, you went to Turks and Caicos. You was on a PJ.
Yeah.
You better than me. You would have been eating dick on the PJ.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is that's the reason why he left her though, because she wasn't trying to do it.
But she got to enjoy her trip still. You still with the Turks and Caicos?
It depends. How long was they around each other?
She just did. She just did. He didn't bring her back.
Yeah, he just didn't bring her back. She stayed. She had the trip.
That's what I'm saying. You got to enjoy the trip.
Yeah. Then you could have went out there and found another nigga.
You had to be given the vibe.
Yeah.
In order for the trip to go on, like to my understanding, the trip went on. He didn't bring her back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my point is, he had to been feel like he was getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to been leading him on.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you going to get left. Wow. You glad that's all that's happened to you.
Yo, this guy.
I'm just saying, because, yo, come on, man. Like, it'd be different if we going to sit here and be naive. Mm-hmm. But you, come on now. He's an NBA player. I'm pretty sure y'all been chopping it up. Y'all been having words. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure he ain't just say, I'm gonna follow her. She followed me back. My ass to the Turks and Caicos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's not how it went. So they had some type of conversations and shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
He took you on a trip. Cool. Everybody knows. We regular people. If a girl go on a trip right with us right now, she gonna straight up tell you before she go, I ain't fucking you.
Mm-hmm.
At least the honest. But no, what did that? She tried to take the opportunity, and you took the opportunity, and she won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because she should have had enough to fly herself back. You feel me? You won though. You got your trip paid for. You got the experience.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You got the experience. Still, the PJ.
He still got at the end of the day. Yeah,
he got God.
But it's like
he saved his career.
Yeah, he saved his career, and that's like for an NBA nigga. That's like spending $5 on bubble gum.
You feel me?
Heard that. So he like, man,
he just got that contract. So he like, man, fuck it, I got it.
Yeah.
He like, yeah, that's true.
The next one, she'll be.
So why is she secure the bag though?
She's a dumbass.
So now you gonna come? You had to find a way back. So what you had? Somebody send you money. So then when you come back here, who you gonna fuck now? You gonna fuck somebody? You got to. You gonna fuck with somebody? She ain't old and gonna die. I feel like she's not ugly.
Yeah, I feel like she was kind of like fiending. It was like a little like not fiending, but toying.
It's not like that no more. What it is, bro? They that entitled, bro. And there's so many dudes that would go ahead and would have flown her back.
Yeah,
there's so many dudes that would have put her on the. They want to die. There's so many dudes,
Craig,
that would have put her
Craig.
Back.
Oh, shit, go ahead, bro.
You say you hear yourself?
He said, "Damn." He said, "Hold on."
He's like, "Y'all hear that?"
But nah, go ahead, bro.
But nah, for him, that's the problem. The entitlement factor, like, yo, there's so many dudes that's that thirsty, bro, that would have been like, oh, well, I ain't get it this time. Well, I'll take it next time. I'll get it. Nah, that's how it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Because we grown. Come on now. You think this ain't coming with nothing? No, what she should have did was, now, this is the honorable thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't know you like that because clearly you're not fucking him because you must not know him. You must not feel comfortable. You would, what a real woman would have done and been like, nah, you know what? I don't really know you that well.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future we're going on a trip, but let's start off slow and go on a date or something like that.
Yeah.
Set the tone before just take the opportunity and then get mad when he does the obvious thing. Let's fuck.
Oh, Mutombo. No.
Oh, we were just going to come here and bond. Come on, man.
Come on, I could have took you to Sahara Sam's.
Wow.
Right, I'm just saying, though.
She thought niggas was going to put her... She thought that the social media space was going to put him on blast. So everybody agreed. Yo, you did the right thing. Even the females was like, good job, buddy.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. This is the first time I've seen where a nigga did something to a woman and woman actually backed him.
Because women, you know what it is? Women are getting so tired of niggas being simps.
Mm-hmm.
Women are getting top bros.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Because, you know what I think?
Because there's no thrill now.
Yeah.
There's no thrill. They're getting what they want all the time. It's corny. Yeah, sure. It's boring. Women get bored.
And I think women are starting to, not all women, but just like all, I feel like there's someone there's wising up, like, yo, all right, y'all just complaining just to complain at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Complaining about something you created.
Yeah.
Like I said, you was, if you
they
didn't
know
want,
themselves.
Yeah. You didn't want to fuck it. So you should have been like, oh no, I'm not comfortable with going on a trip yet.
Yeah.
Let's start somewhere small. Y'all could have went to dinner and did something else. Mm-hmm. No, what it is was you seen the opportunity. Mm-hmm. Come on. He seen the opportunity.
Yep.
He just took the short on that.
Saw that ass. Saw them in tight jeans and the fucking IG.
Double cheeked up on a Friday night.
Come on, man. And I ain't mad at Playboy. He still need to get his game.
Every time I see the nigga, I think of the video of the when he was a rookie and he was doing the dancing shit. I don't know why. He's just an odd.
I know. I remember as a Joel Embiid once earlier. Don't compare me to this nigga. <For again. laughs>
Don't compare me to this bitch nigga. For real, yo. Man, shout out to DeAndre, though. I ain't gonna lie. You listen, bro.
You're the Laker now.
You did the right thing, brother.
I ain't saying shout. Shut the fuck up. I ain't saying shout out because he a Laker. Shout out what you did. On the outside note of you.
Yes, you know what's crazy, people? He's supposed to be a diehard Lakers fan, but he don't even welcome the nigga that came in. He already started on a good foot.
I don't like that nigga. I don't want him. Get him out of here. Bron, make something happen. Straight up, Bron.
Right now, he's practicing at the Clippers.
Ain't nobody stunning that shit, bro. He just doing that shit. Nigga just posted the Lakers jersey, the new City Connect.
Bron didn't even welcome Aiden, though.
He don't, why who why would you?
I mean, he went to bat for Tristan Thompson. We gotta pay him.
Okay, out. We'll give him $5,000.
All right, granted, yeah. I ain't gonna
that
lie.
Nigga was asking a triple single, nigga. I can't even say that because he wasn't nah.
Nah, he, Tristan was in the playoff. Tristan was doing his thing. That's nigga,
what's doing his thing? Getting 10 rebounds?
4 points. He'll get 3.5 points. He averaged 3.5 points and 14 boards.
That nigga, you know.
He didn't even average 14 boards.
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah. That was probably, that was career night for him.
I don't think he averaged 3.5 points either.
Listen, he was crazy, doing his thing. That's why he got that contract, man. That's all it is. That was Bron little like, you know.
That was his little nigga was on the clutch. He was also a clutch agent.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I'm saying. It was his little nigga. He got his little nigga paid.
You don't go to bat for
after
Kyrie,
that,
nigga.
See, after that, he didn't give a fuck. He realized where he fucked up at.
Kyrie did fuck up on that, though.
Yeah. That's another topic.
Yeah, Reece said it. He said it. He said he even texted the next day he was getting traded or something like that.
Who?
Didn't Kyrie say that about, what did he say about Bron? Harden. It was Harden.
Yeah.
He said he was texting Harden about something. The next day he requested a trade. Him and Harden was talking like that night.
Yo, this is one thing. I don't like James. I never liked James. But I respect him to the point where, yo, if shit's not going right,
He's making it known.
That's legit. That nigga's getting the fuck out of Dodge. If this shit feel like ain't right, all right, yeah. The next situation, I'm out of here. You see, he wore a fat suit. I remember this nigga look. Remember in the pictures, bro. Everybody thought he gained like 50 pounds, bro. And then he came to the Sixers. This nigga was slim as hell.
He did that shit on purpose. That nigga, yo, he don't listen. Wherever he don't like, he unsettled. He not going.
Philly wasn't going to pay him that money. The nigga said, all right.
What did he call? He said Maury's a liar. Didn't he say that?
Yeah, he went to China. Was like, this nigga's a liar, don't trust him.
Like, yo,
and I ain't this nigga, you know, it's not my bad. Go ahead.
No, you good. I ain't gonna lie. Right now, I think Harden got the hardest shoes out right now, too. I ain't gonna lie, he just came out with the new Metallica ones.
I would have three pairs of his shits, but I got the GTs that just dropped.
GTs, who's that?
The Nike GTs, the GT Cuts, the first ones that came out.
Oh, okay,
they
okay.
Did like another release.
All right. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Nike done, bro. Like Adidas and Adidas and
Nike got a couple that's still pushing fire, but they ain't got many.
Yeah, Harden and AEs, bro. They the top. They the hardest shoes now.
But they just need. But Nike need to have a new up and coming guy. Like Bronze is getting ugly.
Yeah, you see the new ones that is.
They getting, but like Harden just like at first I'm like the alien sneakers.
It grew on you though,
yeah,
right?
But what it is, they promote them so much, and it's the color schemes that they're coming out with. You gotta have the right color scheme. Like you can go futuristic with the design of the shoe, but it gotta have the right color scheme.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And but that goes into what team, like Bron playing with, like Bron playing on a purple and gold team. Like,
yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
What shoes you gonna get with a color?
That's why he. You see, he just be wearing white, plain white. He don't even be wearing.
You gotta have. It gotta be a crazy black shoe, or like I said, like when he was playing with Miami, you know, they're going fire color. Yeah.
The Miami Dolphin, Jordan, I mean, LeBron, what is it, eights, nines?
Tens.
Tens. You, when you had
Miami
them,
Jones.
Yo, I used to try to wear these shits every day. This nigga used to hide them. Bro, I was going to
one time he wore them and he was like,
yeah, I ain't going to lie.
Because back then, you know, Bron had air, he had air bubbles in his sneakers.
Yeah.
So the air bubble was like leaning.
I
ain't
going to lie. I was wearing them with this nigga. I put my feet in them. I was like, damn, why this shit leaving like that? Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That's one thing I am. I'm the king of fucking somebody.
KD on OKC.
Oh, yeah.
Them pink Jones.
Pearls?
Yeah.
On Pearls.
The blue or the pink?
They released them again.
They did?
They got the scoring titles back. The On Pearls, the pink ones. They got the bronze ones. And they got
that was a great
the mint green ones.
Bro, that was a great
time.
It was
hard to get them because our foot size.
That was a great time. Remember you gave me your
my boy bought mine. My boy, shout out to Seggy, bro. My boy Seg, he grabbed my GTs for me.
Bro?
Yeah. Shout out to Seg.
That's what's up. Damn. I ain't gonna lie, that was a great time, bro. KD's, remember the Christmas that you gave me the Christmas?
That's when we used to wear ball kicks with clothes because they were so far.
They were so far, yeah.
I had the Dames. When he was on Portland, when he just got there like 2014.
Yeah.
2015.
Man, I remember niggas stole my Independence Day. 4th of July Kyrie's.
They were fire.
What?
The
4th of July Kyrie's?
Yeah.
Niggas stole my
shit. I had
shit.
A bronze. That I had the whole set. I had a white
had
shirt.
The whole set.
Yeah, I had the shorts. I still got the shorts right now. Actually, right here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, yo, if y'all don't know, E is the definition of throw no clothes out. This nigga got shit from when we was four. Nigga, like, he don't throw shit out.
Yo, my dumb ass wore the whole set to school to go to the gym. I wore that as my gym clothes. And I was balling them. I wanted to be bronze.
Yo, you really did used to be a bro fan, too.
Hell yeah. Oh, I used to put a nigga sliders up with three pointers back
yo,
then.
Oh, remember my that? God. You could not play this nigga in 2K. Every yeah. time, remember?
I was putting on whip numbers.
Bro, you remember every time we used to play even niggas like, oh, let's check the roster.
Nah, you know what's crazy? One time I was playing this nigga, right?
I'll put his energy all the way 100 so he don't get tired.
We play in 2K. And you know, 2K got like a meter thing where like you hit two, you can hit three threes tops, and after that, they ain't let you make no more after that in a row.
Yeah.
This nigga hit like five in a row, bro. I said, wait a minute. It was JJ Redick, bro. I'll never forget. So JJ Redick hit five threes in a row. So I'm like, whoa. So we keep playing. Yo, bro, like, we go in the third quarter. JJ ain't sit one quarter and didn't have Gatorade next to his name.
Gina,
so I said, nah, I got. That's how I go on the stats, whatever. I'm like, damn, it's crazy. My stats is whatever. So he go to make a sub. But see, he didn't know how to sub from the D-pad.
Yeah.
He had to
go and pause the game.
So he paused the game and go to the settings. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This nigga overalls what? So JJ Redick overall is like a 98. So I'm like, I said, cuz. So this nigga closed out quick as hell. So I'm like, yo, E, come on. So he's like, no, I'm saying though, JJ Redick be making shots like that. He should be that. I say, cuz, no. You be fucking with the sliders in the game? Like,
that nigga,
so wait, we keep playing. Next, you know, Kobe snap, like Kobe up there too, but like Kobe is going crazy. I'm like, bro, check the sliders. This nigga's got the sliders up again. I said, so this nigga altered all the players that he liked to be what he thought they should be.
The worst one was Bron. When I played this nigga, because we used to have our arguments, I was Kobe fan.
The nigga was all 99.
Yo, Bron, this nigga was coming up cool.
That nigga was the GOAT, man.
That nigga was coming up with Cavs Bron. This is when Bron had no... I'm not going to say no jumper, but we know he couldn't. This nigga had, like, at that time, wasn't the best three-point shooter. I played this nigga, and I should have known, because Bron didn't even wear arm sleeves early in his career. He was just all just so this nigga had arm sleeves, had the headband.
The way
sideways.
It was when he was playing.
This nigga, shit. Nah, this nigga was, he was decking, he was an old my career player. Like, nah. So I'm playing, I'm not even peeping, right? So I'm playing him. I'm getting mad because he coming up court. Bron hits a three. Bron go to the rack, just dunk on everybody, which is Bron shit, you know, in the game. But you kept hitting threes, and these was half court. Nigga, this nigga was shooting from the dash.
Yo.
So I'm like, all right, hold on.
This is before Steph Curry was in the league.
Exactly. So
you know what I mean? Like, this is not common.
This is not
like,
common.
I see him doing the playoffs against Orlando.
This is when I said, his dad an op. Eric tapped me. He said, check the sliders. I said, what? He's like, check the stats. I'm saying, I just check the stats. Like, all right. So we got done playing. He go to the bathroom or the kitchen or something. I look at the stats. Bron had 99. Nigga, when you go down the whole list, why is his confidence 99, morale 99, rebounding 99, defensive rebound, block 99. I said, yo. I said, this nigga's the great. Yo. And I'm looking at it. He's like, it's LeBron. I'm like...
Like, yo, he couldn't tell me shit about that nigga until he left Cleveland. I don't know.
Yeah, when he went to the Heat, this nigga became hated. This nigga did pure hatred. Just like
how it's crazy. I respect it though. I'm like, I seen KG spend like 15 years on the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
And these niggas couldn't even make it to I think they made it to the conference finals one time. But these niggas was in the first round, like every you losing the first round every year.
Yeah.
They had nobody. They had Sam Cassell, Terrell Speedrell, old ass niggas though.
That shit hard, man. That shit hard, yeah, bro. To make it with nobody.
The nobody.
That's why make it with average players.
Yeah.
When you're going against people that got above average players, they might have three players on each bench is average and everybody else is nice as fuck.
The best player they gave, nigga, was Larry Hughes.
I ain't gonna lie.
I like Larry Hughes.
Mo Williams was all right, but he was just a playmaker. Yeah.
Hold on. All my 2K niggas know. Larry Hughes jumper back in the day. Nigga, this nigga used to piss me off because he used to use Jamal Crawford. Like this,
right?
Yes. This nigga used to shoot. He used to use two niggas in the game. I could not stop this nigga. He used to use Jamal Crawford. My brother was putting like 40-50 on me with Jamal Crawford.
Him and Blake Griffin.
Yo, I couldn't beat this nigga.
I'll pick and roll live all day.
All day.
And the moment you stop, I kick it to Jamal Crawford.
Between him and the shout out cousin Steve, when Steve used to use Russ, I used to get so mad because why is Russ shooting threes? We knew Russ shit was broke.
Midi was fired.
His Midi, no, this nigga, we used to play this.
Me and Steve battled so many times.
Yo, y'all used to have some crazy games.
Like, I'll be like, yo, I'm on my way there. He'll have the game loaded up against the Heat and OKC. Like, the game be loaded. He'd be like, cuz, grab your controller. So the game would be. It'd be loading the screen to do the jump ball.
That nigga used to.
Me and him played like six games back to back one time.
That's crazy. No, the amount of shit talking y'all niggas used to do between you, Steve.
I was ass too. I used to just talk shit and I was ass.
Jordan would talk, but he most of the time he'd be quiet.
Yeah, Jordan would be quiet. Crazy. Nigga be in his room eating Cheez-Its and shit. Shout out cuz Jordan. Man, nigga.
The level of shit talking when niggas play video games.
Bruh.
I used to hate it. Y'all couldn't take it.
Yeah.
I was emotional.
Yeah, this nigga. I just told you. This is why we used to have to watch out with our controller. We used to get him the most fucked up controller because we ain't care if
he would blame it on shit, though. He like, man, this game fake. Come on, man. No, I just control it, man. I pass it to the other person. Like, nigga, you hit X. Nigga, what you mean?
Nigga used to throw niggas controller. I used to be like, yo, you can't do that, dog. Like, he be like,
they did it too, though. Remember we did it?
Yeah, nah, yeah.
Deshaun shit.
Yeah, he did. You did too. Yeah.
Nah, Deshaun did it.
Oh no, Deshaun did it to you.
Yeah, but Kev, he fucked up though because it was Kev controller.
Shit. Yeah, Kev was mad as shit.
Yep. Yeah, he thought it was mine, and I was like, nigga. I see. He looked at me. He was like, damn, cuz. And he was just like sitting there. I said, you know, I apologize to Kev. He's like, damn. So he had Jamal pick him up. So Kev, like, yo, as soon as he got there, I said, yo, this nigga threw your controller, dog. He was like, what you mean? I said, man, I beat him in the game, got mad.
And that's the fucked up part was Kev going to blame you because.
No, I told him.
But you told him, but Kev seemed like, why you let that fat ass, why you let that nigga play my game?
Nah, this is Deshaun, not you.
Oh, okay.
Sure, right. Yeah.
Right. Nah, he's getting mad because you sit on his pillow.
All right, we don't gotta bring this up.
Right, I was about to say something, but I let it go.
Next topic, people. Since we're talking about
because he definitely had a weight on you had his controller.
Next topic, people.
Next topic.
Reverse. Since we were talking about older players, we can talk about Gilbert, man. I know you heard Gilbert got arrested for the illegal. Yeah, he got arrested. He was in this illegal gambling business with the Israelis and shit.
They all gamble.
Yeah, but I was like, damn, like,
I remember Gil didn't have his podcast until a couple years ago. You got to remember this. Like,
and the way Gil even got back popping was the Nick. I'm sorry, that Nick Young video forever gonna be funny. When he was at the nigga house fucking with his kids.
Oh yeah, he was fucking with Nick Young kids.
Yeah, that's how Gil got back to his status of knowing. Cause you know, Gil was, you know, had all the legal issues.
Nigga, he was on Vlad TV. That's why you know your career died.
Yeah,
that's you know your
career died. Yeah, you on Vlad.
You start reminiscing on your career.
All your career.
I should have been. You know what I'm saying?
I could have been
fuck ups.
I could have been better than Kobe.
Vlad give you a couple of dollars to pay your mortgage. That's what he do. You know what I mean?
He indicting niggas. Yeah. Like he put niggas in indicts and you know. Getting cases, but either that's happening or you talking about your watchdog career.
Yeah. You talking about another nigga. I usually go.
Well, Gil, listen. I hope.
Hold your head, nigga.
Hold your head, nigga. Hold your head.
Out right now.
You said what?
He out.
Oh, he back out?
He was out talking, you know, because the first person that he got in trouble, Kwame Brown went on it on live. Was like, yeah, fuck you, nigga. Yo, he got a beef. They got a beef.
Yeah, I know Kwame.
He got a beef with Matt Borum, Steven Jackson, all them niggas.
But that's crazy, dude. Like, this is the time we go in when niggas go live because, yeah, fuck you, nigga. I hope you grind into jail and all that.
Like, the assest nigga in the league. Of all time.
But it's like, how does he feel like he was ass, though?
Huh?
How does he feel like he wasn't ass?
I guess he came out of high school. He thought he had...
And your stats don't lie, nigga.
Yeah.
He said Michael Jordan was hard on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Why the fuck we really draft this 18-year-old nigga, man? This little nigga don't... You know, when Mike was on the Wizards.
Yeah.
He was playing with Larry Hughes and Rip Hamilton, all them niggas. But yeah. I don't know. They was losing. He sucked. He went to the Lakers. Kobe was like, trade that nigga.
Yeah. Kobe was like, get this suck nigga away from me. Yeah.
Nah, my bad. That was Bynum.
Bynum?
Yeah, he said about Bynum.
Bynum played a big part in the championship run, though.
Yeah.
Not really.
Nah.
No, Bynum
was a big body, man.
I can pull up a stat.
I bet he had at least 10 boards.
Nah, he might not have that, but he definitely had at least 10 points.
No, he had 10 boards. I ain't giving any points. I give Paul Gasol the points. But Bynum definitely had boards.
Nah, Bynum, that
right, you know what? I'll take that back.
Yeah.
He played a part.
Yeah.
What was his stats?
A good, like, not, you know what's crazy?
What he averaged in that playoff run?
Well, in the first one that they won,
let me get the
he barely played in the playoffs. But then the second one, 2010, he was a big difference. Cause
what he averaged, though?
15-8.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, and that's for no touches.
Because Kobe ain't passing the ball.
No, he ain't. But
he's getting the ball to give to Kobe.
Yeah, either Kobe shooting that shit or Pau Gasol shooting
that's
that
what
shit.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Or Derrick Fisher.
Because he's a Shaq. Bynum was a Shaq.
He definitely had potential. He just was, that nigga's a head case. Remember when that nigga, elbowed J.J. Barrer out the air?
Yeah.
And then left? You remember that shit? Because you a Lakers fan.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Yeah, nah, I mean.
And then nigga went to the Sixers.
Well, y'all
he didn't even play a game for it.
Y'all get people washed up.
No, that was after his All-Star season.
Yeah.
He had one All-Star season when he went crazy. He averaged like 18 and 10. We thought he was going, all right, he finally living up to potential. That nigga scammed us. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. That was a Monstar year.
We traded all them niggas. We traded Iguodala.
It was over for Iguodala, though.
Yeah.
He wastes a lot of his prime.
Iguodala is. Damn, I just had his name. Pause. Caught myself.
Woo!
He's like Dame.
He ain't on Dame level, but he was an All-Star and he was a dude that could do everything on the court.
Right.
You know, so he was valuable. That's why he left at the right time because he went to the Nuggets, got, you know, they was playing good for a little bit. Then as soon as they start sucking, that nigga went to the Warriors and you know how that shit panned out.
Yeah, nigga ended up getting a finals MVP.
Yeah, that was crazy. He went out over Steph. That was criminal.
I think he deserved it.
All right. That was criminal as fuck.
He hates Steph.
Though. I know he hated her Steph.
He deserved it. Fuck that nigga. Iguodala
did lock up though. And he has some.
I won't say he locked up Bron, but he slowed him down.
Yeah, LeBron.
That's locking Bron up.
LeBron averaged 40 in the fourth.
He did.
But he shot 38% from the field.
You get what I'm saying? Like he did a good job.
He did a good job. And he had
LeBron was gonna get his stats.
He earned his money.
That was the only time I've ever seen Iggy actually like be a threat.
And he was clutch.
Yeah, he was clutch as shit. Every crunch time.
Think about it, he would have really been the man if Bron ain't blocked that fucking layup. To seal that game?
Oh, that next series, yeah.
LeBron didn't block that shot. Iguodala
blocked by James.
Shit was crazy. Yo.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie.
I remember I was watching that game. I was in Buffalo Wild Wings. I started screaming.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. That's one of the greatest finals. I see it all the time. I've ever seen.
You know what's crazy? It's great, but then you look at the scores, like all of them were blowouts.
Yeah.
Like every one the team had, whether it was the Warriors or the Cavs,
it was a blowout. The only close game that was like, oh, this game is back and forth, game seven. That game seven was legendary.
Yeah, one of the best game sevens I've seen.
They was hooping, bro.
They was hooping. I think, and I think if Tyrese ain't get hurt, this game seven would have been similar to that. Like, as in back and forth.
Draymond?
I'm saying if Tyrese didn't get hurt this year. Yeah. And that Shea one, bro, that Tyrese.
Nah, they would have won.
Who? Pacers?
If Hallie didn't get hurt, they would have won.
I won't say that.
Bro, they ain't got no answer for that boy, man.
I won't say that. No, they don't got no answer for him, but I won't say they won because I ain't going to lie. I mean, like, yo, they...
Bro, they almost the what you mean? They couldn't stop the fuck. What's the point guard name?
Shea. Yeah.
No, the young boy, the white boy. They got a sister in the WNBA. That was the backup.
TJ McConnell.
Oh. They couldn't even stop him.
Yeah. I ain't
of course, the Sixers had.
They came back. It was like an 11-point game at one point.
Yeah. That little white boy, man.
They couldn't stop him.
I ain't gonna lie, yo.
Middies all day. Turnaround middies.
Yo, the little floater jumpers he was doing, I was like, yo, oh, he man. Really hit making this.
He nigga shoots with two hands. I wasn't gonna point at
you. I'm pointing at nigga.
I'm just saying, like, come on, bro. They can't guard him.
That nigga used to be like, I got the most pretty shit.
I did not say it. Fucking lying.
Nah, he definitely.
I got the nicest form ever.
Yeah, we was outside shooting. His jumper wasn't going in. He got mad. He like spiked the ball. He was like, man, fuck, man. I said, girl, you all right? He said, nah, man, I don't want my shot going in. I got the perfect jump shot.
I said, huh? Nigga, shoot with two hands.
I said, he said, cuz, my jump shot is perfect. Like, it's perfect how it's supposed to be.
Oh, man. All right.
Cuz watch a lot of YouTube.
Oh, man. We just going to do a quick sim over this because it ain't that important. We got another SeaWorld performance. I just want to say that.
They must be paying niggas.
That's what I was about to say. Waka Flocka.
But Waka is a scammer, though.
I know.
But he really knows, like, y'all gonna pay me that I'm gonna do it. Waka smart.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
You know, low key, a lot of rappers are scammers. Like, I mean, call a lot of cases.
Get long,
Herbo,
yeah.
Game.
Yeah.
A whole lot of niggas, yo.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, on some real, like.
Wasn't Baby in that shit?
Yeah. Baby was in that shit too. I'm gonna be real. They really gotta be cutting checks for real. Because, yo, y'all just getting.
I mean, Fat Joe. Waka Flocka.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we could hit them up in the Gmail, get them to come here.
Yo.
I'm just keeping it real.
Yo. Oh, man. But shout out, Waka. You know, hey, SeaWorld, y'all, I see what y'all doing. That's smart as shit, too. They trying to get people to come to it, even though they're not getting nobody that's kind of...
They getting us to come.
Yeah.
People ain't going to see that shit.
Yeah. Because when I was looking at that crowd, it was mostly niggas out there. Yeah,
because the black people, it's summertime. They taking their kids to SeaWorld.
Yeah. Smart.
White people like, we're going to go when all the black kids are in school. And yeah, we're going to take off a week from school. You're going to go during the school year.
Y'all know this on topic. I was on Twitter. somebody tweeted, a dude goes to the water park and doesn't know how to swim. I said, that's the type of shit I do.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie.
Pretty much.
For story time, when you jumped in today, when this nigga was in Puerto Rico, this nigga jumped into that shit and the nigga started drowning.
That was top five shit ever.
He would do some dumb shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Only when his hoes around.
Only when his hoes around.
But I ain't gonna lie, man. Nah, I can't even make an excuse for that.
Yeah, ain't no excuse, bro. I don't care.
I was in the shallow part.
No, that's the thing. I wasn't trying to aim for that. I was trying. I thought I could jump high. No, remember, you forgot. No, you forgot what happened. I slipped off the rocks. That's what happened. I thought, yo, I had to sit.
What happened was in his head, he said, I'm going to do it. His body said, no.
Yeah, y'all don't see. Remember, I slipped off the rock. I'll put the clip up during this episode.
Yeah, we put the clip up.
But the moral of the story is, when y'all see this clip, understand that he can't swim and he can't swim.
So even if you're trying to aim at the shallow part, you still think in your mind, like, nigga, even if I miss it, or I end up going somewhere and it's not that shallow and I still, you're not, because no shade, you're not tall.
I am so.
Yeah, okay. But like I said, when I saw that video, the first thing I could think was, yeah, the only thing that made sense was he was doing it for the bitches. Like, that's the only that's the only viable reason for him doing that. He don't even like to get in water. I'm like,
that's crazy. I do a lot of nut shit when I'm around.
Yes, nigga.
Bum Rock ain't like bad. You know? Hey.
Like, nigga start ripping his shirt and shit. You know.
I do the most.
That nigga, his horny level, he can't control himself.
I'm thinking about now, I did this crazy shit.
All right. Why are you? he reminiscing because he's starting to realize. Yeah, nigga.
Well, not gonna say crazy shit.
Nah, you like I said when
man,
when,
like I told you, man, you ain't doing.
I didn't suck the.
I know where that. I know what he's about to say.
I just I gotta clear that up. I gotta clear that up. I didn't suck the random Jones toe. That shit was crazy. Was crazy. we was at Steve's party. That shit was crazy.
I think he was going, bro.
You said that, nigga.
Bro, listen.
At a party?
Juwan.
After the party. It was at the party. We was all leaving.
Juwan, listen to me.
That shit was raw, too.
We're sitting there.
Yo.
Nigga, I'm sitting there.
Raw toe, my man. That sound crazy.
Yo, that sound what?
No, it was a raw toe.
But he said raw first. He didn't say.
Bro, we sitting there, right? So he just talking shit. So I'm like, oh, he, you know what I mean? He ain't gonna really do it. She had these sandals on. So she like took her foot out of the sandals. She's like, you want to type my foot? You know, he like, No.
You said, what you say?
I gassed it, but I
you gassed really... it before she said anything. Yeah,
no, because she was talking shit.
Nigga, egged me on, and then got mad when I did it.
Because what it was, she was talking spicy. So I'm trying like, yo, all right, she talking spicy. I'm gonna keep it spicy. You know,
mm-hmm. So I spiced it up.
Yeah, but see, you know, you gotta manage it with Eve because E don't have a level. Yeah. Either not gonna say nothing or he gonna go too spicy.
Zero. 200.
So I'm like, I'm trying to mediate the joint, you know what I mean? So he don't go overboard. So I'm like, yeah. So she like, man, he ain't. I was like, man, E do anything. Like, y'all, because, you know, this is before they knew E was like not innocent.
Yeah.
So this, everybody thought E was like super innocent.
Yeah. I am innocent.
Anyway. Yeah. So we sitting there. So, you know, I'm egging it on a little bit. So actually, no, this nigga like, man, take your foot out right now. I bet I'll lick it. So I'm like, this nigga just talking.
You said.
So, literally, she
unbuckles. Put your pussy lips on live. I give you $1,000.
So she unbuckles her sandal, takes her foot out. Like, you ain't gonna lick it. Look at it. So I'm looking at it. I'm like, this nigga better not lick this bitch foot, bro. This nigga literally took his tongue out. It wasn't one of them quick jaws. Like, it was like. So she looked at me. So
I was trying to remember, I went on it.
He was no, like, it was. He was like, I ain't gonna say who it was either. He was like, I'll say after this.
He was like the landlord for Friday. She was like, tell your daddy. I said,
bro. But the thing is,
hey, yo, I know the perfect clip for that too.
Yo, we were so shocked that when this nigga licked her foot, she turned and looked at me, and I just stared at her like this. She's like, yo, he really licked my foot. You know, he got it. He's like, yeah, I told her I ain't playing. I'm like, cuz, this is not good.
It's not good. Nah,
hey, she said I was a real nigga out there.
Now his tongue is tingling.
Yeah. He got home with my tongue. What the fuck is that smell?
Nah, cuz be wildin' though.
Yeah.
Cuz be wildin'.
Every time I get drunk.
Nigga, you wild out. You think wild, but when you drink, you act.
Yeah, when he drinks,
nigga. I deserve myself when I'm not drinking.
Because Mexico was crazy, nigga. Because we ain't gonna talk about the certain situation, but nigga, no.
I know what it is.
Because he left that part out. I didn't know that he did that part until like months later. So he told me everything that he did, right? Except for one thing that he did. So we was in the house. So we in the house talking, and I think did the sister say it? Somebody said it. It was somebody that didn't go on the trip that brought it up.
It was probably fucking Steve. Nigga always bringing shit up.
Somebody brought something up. They weren't on the. They weren't on that message.
Quit all that telling.
But yeah, they was like, yeah, such and such. Yeah, you did this. So I turned and looked at him. This nigga put his head down. I said, cuz, you did what? He said, yeah, I tell you that part. I said, oh, man.
No, I don't think that's how it went.
Yeah, somebody else told me that wasn't on the trip. I don't remember who it was.
I didn't tell anybody other than you.
Nah, somebody, we was talking and somebody said it, nigga.
I thought I told you, like, on, like, you was eating and then.
No. That's a different situation.
Oh, okay.
That's a different situation. See what I'm saying? He's not innocent. He's not as innocent as y'all think.
That's not as.
He is the deacon's son, but he is not the deacon's son.
I am delivered.
My dad ain't deacon.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. But nah, yeah, I was eating and he said, and I said, and I was like, oh yeah. But he was like, yeah, he said, nah, you know, I'd be wilder, cuz. Cause you know E be having moments where he just going to deep thought. He's like, cuz, man, I'd be wild. I'm like, what you talking about? Like, what you done did now, man? So I'm thinking he done forgot something, then did some shit. You know what I mean? Some E shit.
Yeah.
So he's that's exactly what happened. He said it, and that's when I was eating, I choked. I said, whoa, you did what, nigga? He said, yeah, I did it. I you know what I mean? I said, oh, cuz we didn't even know them. Like, you know what I mean? But
yeah. Alcohol, tonsil man. Tickler, boy.
Alcohol. No, that's the realest fucking nickname I ever had. I enjoy. Nah.
Yo, just stop. All right, next topic. Oh man, when we start the Patreon shit, he gonna have ISOs on Patreon. But anyways, we gonna go from one freaky nigga to the next. NFL
freaky ass nigga.
NFL PA executor Loy Howell. He resigned because they did a check on his expenses and found out he was going to the strip clubs and running it up like 6-7 bands in a day.
I don't get the strip clubs, man.
Sound like a real nigga to me.
Oh, shit. I can't do strip clubs.
I'm drawing. It's my white tee, too.
Say you need a bath without saying you need a bath.
Okay. I think the strip club, I don't understand it because
I'm not paying money to get hard.
Yeah, it's like
I'm not doing it.
I look at it as visual porn. Like it's just visual porn. Like you're just visualizing what you're gonna do with this bitch. And you're throwing money at her.
I'm not.
For all that, you might as well just go ahead and hit up pornhub.com.
Listen, first of all, I'm 6'4". I'm light skinned.
See?
And I'm not I ain't rich, but I ain't poor. I ain't poverty poor. Somebody gonna hit this helmet, nigga. I'm not going.
I ain't gonna
to
lie, that was tough.
I'm not going to the strip club, bro. I'm gonna say here, throw this money to you while you act like you flirt with me and all. No, I'll just go talk to a joint. All right, I'm gonna go spend that money and get something to eat, and then you know what I mean.
Yeah,
nah, no, bro.
You right. You are
not doing it, man. Like, you're literally sitting here dancing in front of me, looking me in my eyes, going like this and shit.
You are.
You know what I mean? Like, what's the point of this?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a french fry at
you. I'm sorry.
Throw a chicken wing.
You know, I got to say this, yo.
What?
You got him. You had a miss grammar.
What did I say?
Nigga said strip climb expenses. I was like, what the fuck?
Hey, man, sometimes, you know, spell check don't help next time.
You need a spell check for glove for it.
That's crazy work. Nigga just asked for spell check to spell club.
Hey, man, listen, I was typing fast, man.
You can spell club soda, can't you?
Hey, yo. Club sandwich.
Yeah. Crispy club.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Hey.
Krabby Patty.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Let's get through this shit. ESPN fire Shannon Sharp, man. What's y'all thoughts?
Freaky ass nigga.
This episode gonna be
come on.
Freakazoid.
Come on. Freaky Ziggy.
Oh,
nigga,
shit.
You talking?
Oh.
Nah, yeah, I am talking. You got me beat a little bit.
No.
Yeah, you do.
Know the fuck I know.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Juwan.
I don't know, man. Hey, listen, man.
Money, mate. Eat your butthole tight.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I ain't saying nothing, man.
Everybody listening to this podcast, I know some of the hoes ever fucked you. Yeah, ladies, y'all know.
Damn.
This nigga puts his faces in places that can't be explained.
What do you mean? You have too.
But it's different with you, though. You take immediate action. like, nigga, what do you mean? You already see the coast is clear.
Hold on, though.
You was fucking wrong before I was. What do you mean?
That's a lie.
Yeah, let's talk about it, because I ain't fucked wrong.
I remember.
Let's talk about it.
Not even the old heads?
Then you could bust the club up. What do you mean?
Not at first. Not at first.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie.
At first.
I will
now
say
you, when I found them tubes was tied, yes, that's a different story.
I ain't gonna lie.
E's going raw from
I
the
never
door.
Forget. I walked in. This is when I was covered up from VA. I went E room. We had the box condom. So I ain't gonna lie. I was like, I'm about to take one of this nigga's shit. Box was full. I said,
he don't use them.
So I asked him.
I said, yeah, let's talk about it. Nigga said, you want to bring it up? Nah, time out. I said, and I'd be in the room. I'd be like, fuck, I ain't got no more condoms. Yo, E, slam me one on the door. So, like, literally, this is like, you know, a little bit back when I was.
Help you out, though.
Yeah, you did, but this is a little back when I was really wilding out. Like, I'm chill now. But I used to be like, yo, Simon. So I'm like, I'm counting. It's like 4 days in a row. This nigga gonna slip like one or two under the door. So I'm like, he gotta be out of it.
Bro, he had
the
a whole.
Big box only come with like 11.
Bro, he had a whole thing. I said, damn, cuz.
Bro, he ain't used not one.
And
of
at
them.
The time, you know, he, was
he don't
a,
use them.
At the time, he was in a relationship. So I said, yo, cuz, what's going on? He like, nigga, I don't use that.
Nah, since nigga wanna talk about me, let's talk about it, nigga. Nah. So we on the way to work, right? This is when we work the pilot.
Story
we working
time.
Together. So we coming home from work. This nigga having one of his moments where he be like, he going to deep thought. So he looking out the window and shit. You know how he do. He like, man, cuz, I be wild sometimes. I'm like, E, what you talking about, man? Mind you, this is like premature before wilding out. So this is when you like, E, what are you talking about? Nigga, you like one of the goodest ones out of all of us. Come to find out.
I am.
So we talking. He like, man, cuz, I got to chill. I'm like, E, what you talking about? He said, nah, man, I got to stop. I got to stop going raw on this joint. So I'm like, all right, I mean, every once in a while, I ain't bad. Like, that's your girl. That was his girl, though. Yeah. Like, just, you know what I mean? It's just shorty. He like, nah, because you don't understand. So I'm like, don't understand what? And they like, I'm pretty sure I do understand. He like, nah, because I don't even pull out that thing. I said, whoa. I said, cuz, what you mean?
Butter loaf.
So I'm like, cuz, what you mean? He like, nah, man, cuz, you don't understand. So I'm like, yeah, cuz you need to chill, nigga. Like, you really wild. He's like, yeah, I'm a chill, man. Yeah, I'm a chill. So, nigga, we get in the car, right? We're going to work. It's my turn to drive again. We got to the boulevard, nigga. I'm turning right at the boulevard. He leans up in the seat, said, man, cuz, I fucked up.
I did it again. Fuck.
I said, what you mean? He said, yeah, cuz, man, I went raw again. I ain't pull out. I said, come on, cuz. Like, nigga, we just talked about this. It ain't even been 24 hours. I said, yo, this motherfucker ain't dangerous.
Easy E, man.
I chilled out since then, though.
It's Easy E for real, man.
Yeah, nigga, that's why I said that nigga been going roll. That nigga is the risk taker.
I really don't know. I ain't gonna lie. I can lie. I've definitely changed, though. I'm not
nah, you
person.
Definitely did. I ain't gonna say you freaky like that nigga Christian Wilkins. the D tackle. That is on.
The one topic. I don't even know.
Oh, y'all don't know Christian Wood? That's the D tackle on the Raiders. They had cut the nigga because he was too freaky. He was at practice kissing niggas and shit on their forehead.
Yeah, that fucked up team morality for sure.
Hey, you know what's fucked up?
Bull can't wait to go to shower time.
Like, you know what fucked up is? You know, well, two things. One, his own like a roommate for a summer camp thing, you know, they room and shit, they hold him. He was like, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that boy needs some help. He freaky as hell. He tweeted that shit. And then niggas was brought up because he went to Clemson with Deshaun Watson. So they said, yo, that whole class
freaked out.
So, and they got a video of him dancing. He did a split, grabbed his leg, and dropped to the ground.
Wow.
Next topic.
we ain't
wasting no time on, buddy.
Oh, shit, man.
Buddy, you're different here. Freaks. There's freaks, and then there's that.
Yeah, yeah. That's like that Diddy level. But
we don't even call them freaks. That boy, he different.
they're incubus. What is it? Incubuses? Or what the fuck you call them shits?
Oh, shit. Trying big words. Trying big words.
That's that nigga that stay away from me. That's
keep, hey, social distance.
Yeah, incubus. It's a male demon believed to have sexual intercourse with sleeping women.
Oh, shit.
With sleeping women.
Yep, incubus.
It sounds like in your bitch.
It's a lot of them out here, man.
He brought this topic up to me, and I put it on here. What y'all think about Aja Wilson saying, mind you, she is the GOAT we talking about. WNBA players can play in the NBA. Oh man, this is a topic that's been going on for so long.
What are we talking about here? What are we doing?
Didn't this dumb motherfucker say she makes $1,400 in a week? and y'all make
1400. Wait, is that real? I didn't
want to
say
it. I'm about to ask that.
Is that real? Angel Reese said, y'all make 1400. What did she say?
Let me finish what I was saying.
Go ahead, my bad.
Go ahead. She said that I make 1400 in a week. Y'all make 1400 in 7 days. Is that real?
I hope
they had a meme with her face on it.
I really hope it ain't real, bro. I swear to God. Because you don't know, because they'll make.
That sound like her, though.
They do. Ain't she from, you know, that Baltimore.
You seen Shaq defending her?
He was all fucked.
That's my point.
That shit is crazy, though.
Shaq defended her. I think somebody was talking about her. He was like, yeah. Next time I catch you making a comment, I forget who it was.
RG3.
Yeah.
Like, next time you make a comment, whether you gonna have a problem with B, this and that. I'm like, nigga, she be playing you. Like you feel me? She be curving. She's like, she's scared of you, nigga.
Yeah, but, I ain't gonna lie.
But I ain't gonna say that. This nigga be playing the uncle. He be trying to play the uncle role.
He played that uncle role. He played that uncle role until they get into that space. And then he's like, well, you know, I'll slide you some dick if you need me to. Like, he do that shit.
That nigga said, I want you to play in them tights that you be wearing. Like, them fucking skinny tight shorts you be wearing. She was like, next question. He was like, nah, I really want to see it. Nigga kept saying this shit. Like, yo, he type disrespectful. I remember he was talking to Candace Parker. He was on Inside the NBA, and they was like, "Yo, what do you think the women need to do to make the WNBA more entertaining?" So he said, "Yo,
I remember that.
You should make the we like to see some entertainment. We want to see y'all dunk. So how about y'all just lower the rim to 8 feet?" She was like, "No, we don't need any advantages, like, you know, to get over it, you know."
I mean, you do though.
He's dying.
It's the way, the way he said it was fucked up, but he ain't lying. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I feel like this topic now it's dragged on too long. Like, bro, we know if women will never be able to compete in the league with men, bro. It's just not going to happen. I'm not saying there's some that can. Like, Adrian Wilson, she might get a couple bucks. You know what I'm saying? She go to the Hornets. You know, they just crash out. So all they do is care about buckets. They just get scoring. That's it. So team like that, she might do something with. But, like, listen, we got to stop this.
I'm not watching it.
What?
I'm not going to watch women play basketball with men.
Yeah, no. It's just it's no point. It's no point.
And don't get me wrong, there's some woman hoopers that's cold.
Yeah.
But just the physicality of the game, like.
Yeah, nah.
You ain't about to set a screen. You know what I mean?
Move, bitch.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to run through her. Like,
move, bitch. Yeah, like, straight up.
She shoot a three, I'm poking a two.
Nigga, imagine Draymond guarded. Come on, bro. Draymond crash out ass guarded Adrian Wilson. This nigga's going elbower, headlocker, all types of shit, man. Nah, man.
Man, it ain't going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
Next topic.
Next topic. All right. I was going to bring this up because the other day, right, this shit had me crying. So the other day, I was in the crib. I was chilling, whatever. I watched You Got Served. You know, that was the classic when niggas was younger. Uh-huh. Bruh. I had the realization that these movies make no sense. Because why is these niggas... Movie. No, because why is these niggas selling bud? And running drugs to the dance. Like, that's I'm sorry. I peeped that. I was like, yo, as a kid.
Well, that's his heart. That's his passion.
No, but as a kid, nigga, the movie, I was like, yo, man, this shit hit different. This is classic. This is black classic. You get older and you realize, like, these niggas was running drugs to dance. Like, you could have just worked at a grocery store.
That's a fact, yo.
Y'all think it was running drugs.
Like, y'all like they was dancing in the streets. They was dancing to, you know.
That's what I'm saying. They were like going pro. They were just doing dance battles.
That shit is crazy.
Niggas was selling drugs. Yo, we gotta get this money. So I don't know, but we need this money.
I can't Harlem shake till I sell these peas.
Perky make me do my Perky dance.
I need to get this quarter brick off so I can go ahead and do the Diddy Bop.
That shit is a hood classic.
It is a hood classic, but then I started thinking of all the movies, and I'm like, damn, like, we as kids and coming up, we used to think these movies were black movies were so great. And then you get older, you're like, this shit makes no sense.
Nah, but you got a classic. We got ATL is a classic.
That's a classic. Yes, yes.
You got certain movies that just you can watch anytime, any
point. Then you got some, you like, come on, man, this don't make no sense. I was going to talk about her last little topic. So, you know, that tsunami just hit Hawaii and Japan and all that. And I was on Twitter and I seen Oprah that was trending because Oprah wouldn't open up her driveway so niggas could go across and get the safety.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I mean, did that surprise you?
Nope. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I think she helped niggas abduct them people.
Yeah. She, her homie was Harvey Weinstein.
Nah, yeah, you're right. But, that's... Oh, like, I ain't gonna lie. I don't understand it, but I can see where when you get a certain level of fame where the assholeness and the stuff, all that. But, bro, you got people that are literally, if they don't get to safety, they're going to drown the kids, all types of
shit.
They
don't give a fuck about nobody that's under them. Rich people don't leave their...
That's why I don't get why people be so happy to see them.
Yeah. They really did.
They don't give a fuck about you.
They look like you are a peasant to them.
Yeah, you are a...
Now, you got people like... You have exceptions to the rule. Mm-hmm. You have people like J. Cole, certain people that they love the community. Mm-hmm. They do. It's certain people, certain artists, certain celebrities, certain movie stars, whatever the case may be, that do it.
It's a bare minimum.
Yeah. But it's a lot of them, bro. Like, you be like, oh my God. Like, she's looking at you like, look at this bitch.
Like, you think Beyonce give a fuck about y'all beehives? Bro. No. Does Rihanna care about it? I mean, I ain't gonna say it. But.
Yeah, like, you see, he stopped with Rihanna. You know, that's his bitch.
I ain't gonna say too much about my bitch.
Oh, shit.
I can't. That's my baby girl.
Baby girl. Yeah. Oh, shit. But nah, man, I truly hope, you know what I'm saying? You know, she, that's fucked up. I hope she stopped that and let her fucking drive.
You hope she stops it? Ain't she like 60?
Yeah, that's true. I'm talking about just for the people, like, to get the safety, because, like I said,
she's gonna die how she is.
Yeah, nah, she is. I don't care about her. I don't care about the person she is. I care the nigga. You got niggas really trying to get the safety, bro. I was seeing videos.
You think she gonna do it now?
Yeah, no, she not. But her image, she might, because you know it's all about that image shit, especially when they. But yeah, you might be right. Also, RP to that fucking college football player from Ole Miss. He got shot. He got shot at that party, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
When that happened?
It happened probably 3-4 days ago. He just got, he ain't even, this is freshman year, he was a freshman. And he was about to start
shooting more.
I don't know, he got, I don't think he had anything to do or involved with it.
You never do normally.
Yeah.
Football?
Yep. He was at Ole Miss. Hey man, shout out, man, RP to him, man. That shit was ugly. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
that's what I said, man. People say it and they want, and then people can say, I don't care, man. Too many, once too many niggas come around, I'll leave.
Oh, I always say that. If I don't see white people, I'm going home.
I ain't even about white people, man. Once it's a crowd of the wrong niggas around, bro, I'm leaving, bro.
Yeah.
It don't never be the person that's supposed to get that shit. It don't never happen, bro. It don't never happen, man.
Nah, you're right.
It's always the good, it's always the decent nigga. Yeah. Not always the good, but it's always the decent nigga. And they be like, damn, man, that's fucked up. This nigga living his life. He done did a whole bunch of fuck shit. Mm-hmm. And then this nigga died. Like,
nigga finally gets to that stature in his life where he could change his family life.
I ain't going out like that, bro. Like, I had a car accident, something unfortunate, or life.
Yeah.
Health or something, that's different. But
you know, a couple years ago, I was supposed to go to that mansion party. I got shot up. I was supposed to go there with my peoples.
What mansion party?
Remember that mansion party? It was in Brisbane. Remember that party that got shot up in Brisbane?
When they were shooting
up in there.
The three people died.
I was supposed to go there. That's why you gotta love the game, man. Hey, people can say what they want. All you do is play the video game, nigga. Look, I was supposed to be at that party. Keep you out of some shit. Straight up. Being on a video game keep you out of some shit, straight up. So, listen, I'm always appreciative. You feel me?
I'd have hid behind you. I'm glad you didn't go. Now, niggas would have hit behind you, bro. For real.
I thought you said I would have. If I'm at the party,
and niggas start shooting, I'm getting behind somebody. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's fucked up to say, but it's life or death, nigga.
Nah, it's true.
That's why I leave when the function get to a certain point. And one thing about me, everybody said this about me, I don't wait till the let out.
Word. I always leave.
Oh, we got three more songs playing. We out of here. One more song play. I'm gone. If I can't, if Shorty wanna sit around and don't want to link after that, then she can go fuck with the next nigga, because I'm leaving, bro. Yeah. I'm not waiting till the let out.
That's real. Well, it's been good, folks. Listen, we love all y'all. Be safe, man. We'll catch y'all on the next episode.
Wrap your willy, man.
Wrap your willy. Don't be like E-Dub over here, a.k.a. Tonsil Tickler, man.
Nah, rap you Willie, man.
Don't be the Raw Dog Bandit.
There's some shit going on out here.
Yeah, I don't do that no more, people. Lies.
All right, man. Hey, we catch you on the next one. All right.